Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nations.
Thank you, Sam. Thank you, worship team. Let's give them another big hand clap. Glory to God. Yes, thank you so much. You're all welcome. Thank you for being here. I pray that you'll be blessed by what we're going to share today. Amen? Hallelujah. God is good. Yes, we've been talking about building God a house. Now, building God a house is one of the many things we are supposed to do as service to God. All right? And the reason why we do those things, the reason why we serve God in whichever way he lets us know is because we love him. All right? And why do we love him? We love him because all the things he has done for us. Glory be to God. Amen? So today we are going to talk about how our service and to God is essentially reciprocating his love. Alright? We serve Jesus because we are reciprocating his love. Glory be to God. And so today we are going to see the most important ways how he has loved us and how he shows us his love. Glory be to God. So we're going to talk about very simple things, but very foundational, very fundamental. All right? How the Lord has loved us, okay? Which should cause us to love him, and we show our love for him by serving him. Glory be to God. Am I clear? Yes, I'm not very eloquent, so yes, but I hope I'm clear, eh? Okay. Exodus chapter 21. The wonderful book of Exodus chapter 21 from verse 2. God told Moses that if you the children of Israel, if you buy a Hebrew servant, he shall serve 6 years. And in the 7th year, he shall go out free and pay nothing. So the 7th year was the year of releasing all the slaves, all the servants, and let them go. Then verse 3 says, if he comes in by himself, he shall go out by himself. If he comes in married, then his wife shall go out with him. If his master has given him a wife and she has borne him sons or daughters, the wife and her children shall be her masters and he shall go out by himself. But if the servant plainly says, I love my master, my wife and my children, I will not go out free, then his master shall bring him to the judges. He shall also bring him to the door or to the doorpost. And his master shall pierce his ear with a what? Read with me. With what? Yes. Is it owl or owl? Huh? Okay. Verse 5. It says that if the servant plainly says, I love my master, my wife and my children, I will not go out free. Then his master shall bring him to the judges. He shall also bring him to the door or to the doorpost. And his master shall pierce his ear with an awl. And he shall serve him forever. Okay? Why shall he serve him forever? Why shall he serve him forever? You haven't been attentive. Why shall he serve him forever? because he loves the master. Remember, this guy came in as a slave. All right? Now, he's being told to go free. As in, go do what you want to do. All right? Pursue all the dreams you have ever had. Okay? Which you couldn't attain during these 6 years. Okay? And the guy will say, I can't leave you because you've been a good master. All right? I love you so much. I can't leave you, so I'm going to serve you forever. Glory be to God. Okay? Hallelujah. Now, this should also be our attitude. Eh? Okay? If we see how good the master Jesus is, all right, there will not be any option, okay, but to pledge to serve him forever. Okay? The reason why we fail to serve God, the reason why, like, to get a Christian to do something for God, it is biakwega idira, all right? It is essentially because probably they haven't known the love of the master. Glory be to God. This guy was a slave. Do you know what it means to be a slave? Most of us don't know. But we can imagine. Now, you've been a slave for 6 years. And you've been set free. Set free. Go. Alright? Alright? You wanted to join Arsenal, eh? But you couldn't because you're a slave. Now you go. Join the academy. And you say, no, I can't. I'd rather stay here. You've been so good. Eh? You've been a wonderful master. Okay? So I love you so much, and therefore, I am not leaving you. Okay? Let's make a covenant that I am here for life to serve you forever. Glory be to God. Amen? Now, what we're going to do today is to see the ways, which to me are the most important ways how the Lord has loved us. All right? And to be honest, these are personally the reasons why, in a sense, I can do anything for the Lord. As long as he makes it very clear that it is him who is telling me to do it. You understand? Eh? Okay? These are, I'm going to give you my reasons. Okay? And I believe they should be the reasons why every Christian, okay, should pledge, should find it so easy to serve the Lord. Glory be to God. Okay? The ways in which God or the Lord Jesus has loved us. Number one, how the Lord has loved us, okay, is he saved us. He did what? He saved us. Yatulokola. Huh? Hallelujah. Okay. Matthew chapter 20, verse 28 says that the Son of Man, by the way, this is Jesus speaking, and he's speaking about himself. He says, the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life a ransom for many. Hmm? Okay? He came to give his life a ransom for many. Do you know what a ransom is? Hmm? You know what a ransom is? Okay? You've been captured, or you are a slave. Okay? And they're like, in order for this person to go free, in order for this person to be released, okay, a payment of a certain amount. Okay? And you always know that it is not small amounts. Okay? A certain amount of money has to be paid. Okay? And that amount of money is called a ransom. Okay? Now, we were held by the devil held captive by sin. Okay? And Jesus said, I came to give my life a ransom for you. Okay? By the way, we were going to hell. Actually, this is the most important reason to me why I'm ready to serve the Lord. We are going to hell. Okay? Never forget all the stories you've heard about hell. Those things are, it is fire. And fire for eternity. You were going to hell. I was going to hell. Alright? But Jesus came, okay, and paid the ransom for my release. Okay? He came and paid the ransom for your release. Matthew chapter 26, from verse 27. This was during the Last Supper. It says that then he, Jesus, took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, his disciples, saying, drink from it, all of you, for this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. How did he ransom us? He shed his blood. All right? What does that mean? He died for us. It was us who were supposed to die, okay? But Jesus died for us. Therefore, we are not going to hell. If you want to know, you go on YouTube and listen to the stories of people who have had experiences of hell. Then you, man, you love God that he saved you. Amen? Glory be to God. Number two. Okay? How the Lord loved us and how he loves us. Okay? Is after saving us, okay? He had in mind and he really wanted that we should live with him forever. Alright? Live with him forever. Alright? For all eternity. John chapter 14, from verse 2, Jesus speaking says that in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself. That where I am, there you may also be. Okay? In my Father's house, okay, are many mansions. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will do what? I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Alright? Which is the Father's house? Okay? It is heaven, eh? Alright? So Jesus says, I am going to heaven. Okay? And he says, in my Father's house, in heaven, there are many mansions. There are many what? Mansions. Now, mansions here is, I read and I listened to someone. That word is a wrong translation. Okay? In fact, if you have like NKJV, like my UKJV, on that word, there is a calculator, some calculator. When you tap on it, it tells you that word should maybe have been translated as dwellings. Okay? In my Father's house are many dwellings. Now, mansions exist in heaven, eh? All right? However, here, it essentially is dwellings, eh? Or planes of existence. Okay? Like you all know, you've heard, There are different places in heaven. Eh? There are different neighborhoods in heaven. All angels don't stay in the same place because there are types of angels and there are also ranks of angels. All right? So, like we used to say in Smack, okay, there is no mixing of levels. Glory be to God. Okay? So, there are different planes of existence in heaven. All right? However, in those planes of existence, okay, in those dwelling places, they are mansions. Do you understand? Eh? All right? So, anyway, Jesus said, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. Okay? Then he says, I go to prepare a place for you. Okay? And then he says, I will return and take you, eh? So that where I am, you may also be. Now, isn't that love? Okay? If you don't know how marvelous this is, okay, just imagine again someone being in hell forever. All right? Being in fire forever. Okay? Someone is in hell forever. Meanwhile, there's another person who is in glory forever. Now, Jesus died for you. He shed his blood. Okay? And he says, I want to live with you for all eternity. Okay? Now, I've gone to prepare a place for you. And I will return to take you home. Glory be to God. Isn't that marvelous? Why wouldn't you want to serve a man like this? You understand? Okay? In comparison to what he gave, in comparison to how much he loves you, what he tells you to do, however difficult it is a small thing in comparison to what he did for you and what he has in store for you. Okay? Now, I'm not talking about houses, I'm not talking about cars, I'm not talking about wives. In comparison to this, okay, what he tells us to do, when he tells us it is a small thing. Glory be to God. Amen? John chapter 10, from verse 27, Jesus, again, he himself speaking says, my sheep hear my voice and I know them and they follow me. And I give them eternal life and they shall never perish. Neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. Alright? You know, he says no one shall snatch them out of my hand. Okay? Why? Because I want to live with them forever, for all eternity. Okay? So he says, no one can snatch them out of my grip. Okay? He's holding us so strong that no one can snatch us out of what? Out of his hand, out of his grip. Because he didn't want us to go to hell, and he doesn't want, and he wants us to live with him for all eternity. Glory be to God. Okay? He saved us. He has gone to prepare a place for us. And in addition to that, he is holding strongly unto us. You understand? Okay? He says, they shall never perish. Glory be to God. To be honest, for me, these are the things I think about. And I'm like, you know, I will try to do anything he tells me to do. In case I'm not able, I'll tell him, come to Chizivu, but help me. I really want to do it. All right? I really want to do it, but it's hard. Help me. Okay? Give me the grace for me to do it. Okay? Now, so you can see he's holding strongly unto us. Okay, he says they will never perish. However, There are some things, there are things we can do, okay, and we get out, we consciously, we deliberately, we choose to get out of his grip. Remember, no one can get us out, okay? It is only us who can get ourselves out. All right? Glory be to God. There comes the balance. There are people who say whatever you do. And I used to say those things. Okay? Until I got to know better. Okay? Okay? Now, the key thing that can make us walk out of his grip is what Jesus called lawlessness. Matthew chapter 7, verse 21 to 23 says, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven." All right? So he who does the will of the Father is one who will enter the kingdom of heaven. Not the one who say, "Lord, Lord, mukama, mukama," you know, your goodness running after me. All right? Okay? Verse 22. "Many will say to me in that day, 'Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name?'" Okay? They prophesied in whose name? So they were born again. They were Christians. All right? "Have we not cast out demons in your name?" With demons obeyed and they left. Why? Because these people were using the name. Okay, the name of Jesus. So demons had to obey. That means they were Christians. Okay? And done many wonders. Okay? Not with demonic powers. Okay? Not by the occult, in the name of Jesus. Okay? Verse 23 says, "And I will say to them, 'Depart from me,'" okay, "'you who practice lawlessness.'" Okay, so they were Christians. They were in the grip. Okay? In the grip of the master from which no one would snatch them. All right? And Jesus now is saying, "Depart from me. You who practice" what? Okay? The key word is practice. Practice. Okay? You join an academy of sin, where they teach you how to sin, how to practice, okay? And even what? You graduated. Okay? Okay? Graduated with honors. And you went and continued doing what you what? You trained to do. Lawless. Now, what does lawlessness mean? Simple. Okay? Lawlessness comes from the word law. Okay? It comes from the word what? Yes. Juliana, isn't that so? Kind of. It comes from the word law, then they add some other two words or one word. Okay? Lawlessness. Okay? Hallelujah. And in Hebrew, that's where the word what? Torah is. You know, So these guys abandoned the law of God. Okay? And they decided to do things, to practice things contrary to the law. Okay? The law, okay, the law, but Jesus, when he spoke this, there was no New Testament, there was no Paul, there was no whatever. So when he was telling the Jews that those who practice lawlessness are not going to enter the kingdom, they knew what he was talking about. They knew he was talking about the laws as contained in the, what you'd call the Torah, the books of Moses. You know, and he says, people who do that are not going to enter the kingdom. Okay? Christians who do such things, my followers, who do those things, okay? "Though I have held them so strong in my grip, however, because of their abandonment of my commands," all right? They practice. Eh? Okay? They love what they do. They are not entering. They're not doing what? Entering. Lawlessness. When someone tells you that what? The law was abolished, you just, but this one says lawlessness. So it means there must be laws for people to disobey in order for not to enter the kingdom. Eh? Isn't that simple? You're saying, but you find some eloquent guy, you know, okay? Yeah, eloquent. Ooh, explain the, you know. Hey, man, that gift of eloquence. Isn't that the same gift of, which Bible, the gift of utterance? I don't know. Anyway, the smooth talkers, you know, guys are, you know, brilliant. Okay? But these things to me are very clear. Okay? Now, the Lord knew that practicing lawlessness, okay, will get us out of the kingdom. Okay? Because of that, we will not live with him forever. Yet he wants that so bad. Alright? Okay, so, he puts something in place. So that we don't, practice lawlessness, okay? In my opinion, the most important thing he did for us, in order to ensure that we don't practice lawlessness, all right? He gave us the Holy Spirit. That to me is the most important thing he did. He gave us who? The Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, okay? John chapter 14. From verse 26, Jesus speaking says, but the helper, all right, the helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things. Teaching you all things includes instructing you what to do and not what to do. Alright? He will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I have what? I have said unto you. Now, this Holy Spirit, okay, who is supposed to teach us all things, to tell us what we shouldn't do and what we should do. Alright? To, if he needs to shout, he shouts. So that we don't, when we fall, when we sin, he convicts us of sin. All right? That Holy Spirit was promised, hundreds of years earlier, by God through the prophet Ezekiel. Okay? So let's open Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 27. Okay? The Lord tells, or he told the Jews that I will put, a day will come. You see, he say, I will. So, he's talking about the future. Okay? And I'll let you know in advance that that future came. All right? That future came when Jesus died and he poured out the Holy Spirit after his death and resurrection. He says, so, verse 27 says, I'll put my spirit within you and do what? And cause you to walk in my statutes, and you will keep my judgments and do them. Glory be to God. All right? He says, I will put my spirit within you. Okay? For what purpose? Okay? For you to walk in my statutes, okay? And to keep my judgments and do them. Okay? Okay? So, when the Holy Spirit causes you to walk in God's laws, alright, that means that you won't be able to practice lawlessness. Do you understand? Alright? So Jesus died for us. Okay? He wanted and he wants to live with us forever. Alright? Okay? He has held us so strong that no one can snatch us out of his hand. Okay? However, he knows that practicing lawlessness, okay, will get us out of his hand and we shall not live with him for all eternity. Therefore, okay, he gave us the promised Holy Spirit. All right? And this, okay, could be, right, could be, I'm not a theologian, I'm not a Bible scholar, but it could be the most important purpose or work of the Holy Spirit to cause us to walk according to God's commandments. All right? God promised the Jews that. He says, I will. So he says, a day will come in the future. And that future came. And now, okay, if you're born again and you're in this place, you have the Holy Spirit within you. Okay? One of the most important functions of the Holy Spirit is to cause you to walk, okay, according to God's will. Okay? To walk according to his commandments, to his laws. Okay? In other words, to enable you not to practice lawlessness, which will disqualify you from the kingdom. Glory be to God. Amen? Now, imagine such a master, such a man, who does all he can. He ensures that you never get out of his grip. Why? Because he wants to live with you forever. Why wouldn't you serve someone like that? In a sense, he has made it very difficult for you to depart. Very difficult. All right? You want to commit adultery? Okay? The Holy Spirit is in there. He tells you a chotochikola. You understand? You even don't have to, at that moment, you don't have to have the Bible. The Holy Ghost is in there. Okay? In fact, somewhere else he says that in the new covenant, okay, I will write my laws, okay, on your hearts. All right? For some reason, I don't know how I never used to see those scriptures. Or I used to see them, okay, but the interpretation was, you know in Hebrews 8, it says, I will write my laws on your hearts, okay, which is from Jeremiah 31, when it says, in the new covenant, I'll write my laws on your heart, okay. The teaching was, the explanation for that was God will write his desires on your heart. Okay? His desires. So when you feel, when God wants you to join the choir, okay? He will write that desire on your heart. So you will desire to join the choir. Those are his laws. That was the teaching. But then I was like, come on, I was so daft. Not to have taken this in context. You know, it is, says laws. Now, the other thing is also true. He writes what he wants you to do. If he wants you to join the Arsenal Academy. You understand? However, the primary thing I was talking about is his laws. Do you understand? His laws. Which laws? Okay. The Torah. Okay. Eh? Bridget, you understand? Okay. You agree with me? Glory be to God. Okay. Yes. Hallelujah. Okay. So he says the Holy Ghost will cause you to walk according to my laws. He has made it so difficult. Number one, he has held you so tight. Number two, he has given you the Holy Ghost to enable you to walk according to his laws. Isn't that love? Okay? Meanwhile, understand that if the, the, if this doesn't happen, if you're not held so tight, if you are not given the Holy Ghost, okay, to obey his commandments, you're ending up in hell forever, fire. For me, I don't know whether I'm just immature, I'm just a babe in Christ, but for me, this hell factor is one of the most, it could be the leading, what? Motivation. I'm telling you the truth. I won't lie to you. Do you understand? I won't lie to you. Hell. Okay? Rewards, we're going to get great. Okay? But at least I'd rather be in heaven. But at least I'm in heaven. Do you understand? Yeah. Maybe I haven't. Okay? But I can as well say I'm motivated by heaven, by staying with him forever. Because if you don't want to go to hell, you understand. So it's the same thing, I guess. Okay? But anyway, this is how much, the Lord loves us. Okay? You remember the other slave in Exodus 21? When he saw how much the master, how good he was, okay, he's like, you're releasing me to go, but I am not going, because you're so good, I love you so much, I'm going to serve you forever. Glory be to God. Okay, now, if you're like me, sooner or later, you're going to break one of what? Those laws. Which God doesn't want you to break. Alright? You understand? Right now as I speak, there's someone here who's breaking a what? Alright? There's someone you want to kill. A lion like Oluvamo service. You understand? You're like, I wish that, you're like, people are kidnapping innocent people and killing them. Now you're no guy, why is it? Who can help me to kidnap that one? Innocent people, what? That guy stole my chick. You see? So you're breaking what? Because you're murder in your heart. You understand? And so, if you're like me, sooner or later, you're going to break a law. Alright? Now, even for that one, the master who loves us, provided a remedy. Why? Because he really wants, he wants so badly to live with us forever, for all eternity. Alright? So, 1 John chapter 2, verse 1 says, my little children, these things I write to you so that you may not sin. And if anyone sins, alright? So, he knows we're going to sin. Say, if anyone sins, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. Alright? So he knows, here you're gonna sin. Amen? You're gonna sin. You're gonna do what? You can act like you don't sin, but the way Sylvia is looking, he's like, Pastor, you're spot on. You're a prophet. My husband sins. Okay? Sometimes he beats the baby for no reason. No purpose. But this generation of kids is blessed. Most of the kids in this room, they are blessed. For us, growing up, maybe it didn't happened to me, but I think it happened to me, Okay? I'm sure it happened to Juliana because what? Our tribe operates what? Yeah. The people of our tribes, they all operate the same way. Being beaten for nothing. Okay? They just look at you, says, it's been long, eh? Okay, it's been long. It's been long. Okay? Sarah, you know those things, kind of. Okay? You know, eh? Yeah. Okay? Okay? Beating kids for nothing. He's practicing what? Lawlessness. You understand? Elizabeth, when was the last time your dad spanked you? That's the first question. When was the last time? You don't remember. Okay. But he used to spank you. So he stopped a long time ago. Okay. Question number two. When was the last time your dad spanked you for nothing? For nothing. But there's being spanked for nothing, but there's also crying for nothing. Crying for what? For nothing. Is that lawlessness? Yes or no? Okay, how many are saying it is lawlessness? Crying for nothing. Whining for? Okay. How many are saying it is not lawlessness? Denise, raise your hands. Okay. Now, if you're saying lawlessness, crying for nothing is lawlessness. Okay. All women. Okay. You are not going to enjoy the mansions. Okay? Women crying for nothing. Of course, all children cry for what? Nothing at times. Okay? Then as they grow up, the boys get out of that club. Okay? They stop practicing crying for nothing, lawlessness. And almost all the girls stay there. Crying for what? For nothing. Okay? My wife has said, we have an advocate. Okay? Crying for nothing. Okay? And you know, there's now crying for nothing. Then there's also crying for using crying to get what you want. I remember in med school, man, we used to have what we call vivas. Vivas were like oral exams. You sit, you're two people in a room. Actually, not two. Okay? Sometimes you are alone. Always you are alone as a student. You know that? Yeah? Then, on the other side of the table or desk, there's either one guy or several, more than one, and they are firing you questions. Firing you questions, man. Pharmacy, pharmacology, you know, stupid, you know, those things. And now chicks, man. They will just turn on the what? The tough. Like my daughters, man. Especially Abigail. Okay? She does, man, like someone has what? Poured water on her head. Instantly, you know? Ladies are great. They know how to just do it at will. Then, man, if you don't know that science of Okuba God now, if you're a guy, man, you, man, they just. Turn it on at will. And they know what they are doing. Now, most guys cannot cry at will. Eh? But she said, I'm going to cry. I don't know how they do it. I just don't know how they do it. Because I'm not a chick. Eh? No, they just say, Ngenda ka. It's true. It's true. You know it. Eh? I mean, if you say it's not true, you're practicing what? Because you're lying. So you had better say it's true. We know how to what? How to do this thing. So, my little children, these things I write to you so that you may not sin. However, if you sin, you have an advocate with the Father, the Lord Jesus Christ. Hebrews 7:25 says that Jesus is always making intercession for us. All right? He says, therefore, he, Jesus, is also able to save to the uttermost. To the uttermost means like he's at all times. Eh? Okay? He's able to save to the uttermost those who come to God through him. Okay? So someone has sinned and they come to God for forgiveness. Okay? Okay? He said that he's able to save them to the uttermost since he always lives to make intercession for them. For all of us, when we sin and we go and ask for forgiveness. Jesus is seated at the right hand of the Father. Okay? Romans 8, 34 says, for the purpose of making intercession for us. How does he make intercession for us? I've always wondered, eh? How is Jesus always there praying, you know, eh? Okay. Then I listened to a prophet. He's called Usel Varaj. Eh? You know that Indian prophet with that orange voop? Hmm? Do you know voop? You know, you don't know that word voop. What about vase? Eh? So what word does that generation use for? Eh? Clad. Clad, yeah? What's the word? Anyway, so, yeah, that prophet, yeah, you know who's always eh, in that orange what? Thing. Mr. Varaj. You know, one time I was watching his YouTube videos, then I decided to read a few comments, eh? Okay, what people have written concerning what he's saying, and some guy, okay, who might end up in hell, wrote and said that Nayegwe, of course in English, okay, but it comes out better in Uganda. He said, but you, why are you always wearing that orange thing? You understand? You always watch the orange, what? Hey, okay. I don't know if that can get someone in hell. You're looking at Pastor Moses, say, but you, Pastor. Chichi. Okay? Always what? Yeah? Okay? So, anyway, so, I listened to him and he explained how Jesus makes intercession for us. Eh? So he says that one time he had an experience, okay, and he saw. I'll send you that link. Okay, he saw Jesus. Any, basically, when someone like sins, okay, and they repent, you see, they go to God, okay, for forgiveness. All right, what happens? And you remember, Jesus is seated at the right hand of the Father. Eh? Okay? Romans 8 says he's seated there making intercession for us. So when someone sins and they go to God for forgiveness, okay, Jesus shows the Father, okay, the palms of his hands. Okay? And by the way, they don't have scars. Okay? They are holes where those nails. Eh? Okay? You know, eh? So he shows him his what? And he says, this is why I suffered. Okay, I suffered for him. I shed my blood for him. And when the Father sees that, the sins are what? Wiped out. Okay? That's why it says we have an advocate with the Father. He's already seated at the right hand making intercession for us. Okay? Do you understand? Eh? All right? So do you see how, again, the Lord has made it so difficult for us to go to hell? He died for us. Okay? He gave us a Holy Spirit to help us not to sin. Okay? Not to practice lawlessness. Eh? Okay? And then he said, but if you sin, eh? Okay? When you come, there will always be forgiveness. I am seated at the right hand of the Father, always making intercession for you. Glory be to God. Isn't that a good master? He is. Okay? Now, finally, the reason why, okay, I want to serve him, okay, as my expression of gratitude for his love, okay, is because when he comes, okay, to take me home, all right, he's also going to reward me. Glory be to God. He's going to do what? There are rewards in heaven. Okay? Revelations 22, verse 12. Jesus speaking. He says, and behold, I am coming quickly. And my reward is with me to give to everyone, to every man, according to his work. Glory be to God. And this coming, by the way, okay, it is what people call the second coming, okay, which is going to happen at the end of the rapture, rather at the end of the tribulation. All right? So he comes, okay, and we are raptured. Okay? And the Bible says, and we shall be with him forever. So anyway, we are raptured. We are taken in heaven to heaven, okay, to our mansions, our dwelling places, okay, and while we are there, we are rewarded. Meanwhile, on earth, okay, God is unleashing his wrath. We are out after the tribulation. All right. We are in heaven. Okay. The place he went to prepare for us. All right. And we are being rewarded for our work, our service unto him. Meanwhile, people are experiencing his wrath. Okay. Expressing his wrath. And many are dying because of the Lord's wrath and going to hell. And for us, we are in heaven, okay, enjoying his glory, okay, and being rewarded for what we did for him when we were on earth. Glory be to God. Being rewarded, okay, is one of the main reasons that motivates me to serve the Lord. Glory be to God. Okay? Remember, there are different planes of existence. Okay? What KJV called mansions. Okay? And all those places are not the same. Okay? Okay, they have different glories. Okay? Some are nearer to the throne of God than others. Some are very far, you know. All right. Now, I want to be, you know, in the vicinity, okay, of the throne. Glory be to God. In addition to other rewards, the Lord is going to give those who served him faithfully. Glory be to God. It says, behold, I am coming quickly. All right? And I'm not coming empty-handed. He says, and my reward is with me to give to everyone according to his work. There are rewards he gives us while we are still on earth. Okay? The laborer is worthy of his wages. Not like that thing, you know, that dream last week that was confirmed by this someone, eh? Okay? God says, I'm going to bless you. Why? For what you've done for me in building me a house. All right? So there are rewards we get now, but there are rewards which are stored in heaven. Okay? These things he gives us now, eh, on earth are nothing compared to what is coming. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Okay? These are the reasons why we should serve the Lord. Okay? Okay? He saved us. Okay? He has gone, you know, to heaven to prepare places for us. Okay? He has said no one can snatch us out of his hand. He has given us the Holy Spirit to help us not to practice lawlessness. All right? Because lawlessness can disqualify us. Okay? So he has even taken care of that. Okay? By giving us the Holy Spirit who tells us, he speaks to us, don't do this, don't do that, do this. Okay? And then he says, and if you sin, in the event that you sin, and I know you will sin, because I know the realm in which you are operating, things are tight. You understand? He knows that. And he says that if you do that, I am there at the right hand of the Father, your advocate. Okay? Always interceding for you. Glory be to God. And then he says, I'm gonna return soon. Okay? And my reward is with me to give you according to your service and to me. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Father, thank you. Thank you, Father, for what you did for us at Calvary. Thank you, Father, for your love. Thank you, Father. Just take this time and speak to him, amen, concerning the things you've heard. Meditate on his love for you. And I pray that as you see his love, as you see what he has done for you, when you see how much he desires to live with you for all eternity, hopefully it will make you, it will encourage you to serve him. Speak to him, okay?
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the nations.